Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Yuma Daf Samach Gimel, Yuma 63. So the Gemara on the bottom of 63a records a law with respect to the slaughter of the goats of Yom Kippur. If a person slaughtered the goat of Yom Kippur, that was supposed to be sent out to Azazel, what would be the law of it? We know that the goat that was supposed to be sent out to Azazel was not supposed to be slaughtered, but let's say a person slaughtered it outside the temple, what would be the case? So the Gemara recorded a statement, Misha Higrelehen, that once a person had designated these two goats, they had drawn the lots, once the Kohen Gadol had drawn the lots, and one goat was designated to be slaughtered to God, and one goat was designated to be slaughtered to Azazel, Chayev Al Shalshem, if the goat that was supposed to be designated to God, which was supposed to be slaughtered as a sin offering inside the courtyard of the temple, if you slaughter that outside the temple, one will be liable for the prohibition of slaughtering something outside the temple because it was supposed to be slaughtered inside the temple. Upater al shel Azazel, but the goat that was supposed to be sent to Azazel, if that was slaughtered outside the temple, then a person will not be liable for that. So the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that clarifies where is the source from this law that the brisa states. So Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara says, we learned in Leviticus in chapter 17, verses 3 and 4, Ish ish mi beis Yisrael, if there will be a person from the house of Israel, asher yishchat shor o kesev o ez b'machaneh, who will slaughter a bull or a sheep or a goat in the camp, o asher yishchat mechutz l'machaneh, or he will slaughter them outside the camp, al pesach o moed lo yviu, akriv korban Hashem, and he will not bring it as a sacrifice into the temple, then that person will have sinned and he will be cut off from his people. So the Gemara now analyzes this. So the Gemara says, what are we talking about here that you're going to be liable for slaughtering outside the temple? E carbon, what are we deriving this from? If it's from the word sacrifice, shomei afil kachi bedek abayis, I might have thought that you're liable even for slaughtering something that was not actually kedushas mizbech, didn't have the sanctity of the altar, it just had monetary sanctity. Shenikru carbon, k'inyan shenem arvanek v'nakrevis carbon Hashem, because we know that even something that just has the monetary sanctity, not the sanctity of the altar, is also sometimes called a sacrifice, because it states in Numbers chapter 31, verse 50, "V'nakrevis korban Hashem." So therefore, Talmud Omar v'al Pesach Ol Moed lo hiviu. Therefore, the verse states he didn't bring it into the Ol Moed, didn't bring it into the temple, which means that this prohibition of slaughtering outside the temple only applies to those animals ko aroi lo Pesach Ol Moed, only those animals that are appropriate to be slaughtered inside the sanctuary. Chayav of that's where you're going to be liable for slaughtering it b'chutz outside the temple. But kol she'ino roi lo Pesach Ol Moed ein chayav no. But if it's not appropriate to be slaughtered outside the temple, then you're not going to be liable for it, for slaughtering outside the temple. So the Bryce asks, Otzi Elush Emrilim Pesach Omoed, Vlo Otzi Sayer Mishtalech. So maybe I'll exclude from the prohibition those animals which are Kachi Bedek Abayis, have a monetary value, that they're not appropriate to be slaughtered outside the temple, but I will not exclude, meaning I will include in the prohibition the Sayer Mishtalech, the goat which is going to be sent to Azazel, Shu Roy Lavo Pesach Omoed, which does actually have to come into the temple area in order to do the lottery on it. So I might think, therefore, that they're including the prohibition. Talmud Omer LaHashem, Misha Miyuchadin LaHashem. This means to say something designated to God. Yotzu Elu She'im Miyuchadin LaHashem. This excludes those things that are not actually designated to God. And so therefore, the goat to Azazel is not going to be included in the prohibition. The Gemara says, are we learning it out from LaHashem, LaHotzihu? Are we saying from the word God that we're excluding the goat that was sent to Azazel from being included within this prohibition? For Aminu, but we have a contradiction. It says in the verse, in 22, verse 27 of Leviticus, Yeratzel Karban Ishel HaShem, that will be brought as a karban to God. Elu Ishem, this refers to those things that are supposed to be brought on the altar. How do we know that you're not allowed to consecrate something that was not yet 7 days old and so therefore cannot be brought as a carbon? Tamalomar carbon. So it says in the verse, Karbon LaHashem, and from the word Hashem, LaRabo Sayer Mishtalech. From the word God, it comes to include even a Sayer Mishtalech, that is also able to come before Hashem. And so therefore, not only does the Torah, so the Torah says that a Mechusar's man will not be able to be sanctified, but the Sayer Mishtalech can be sanctified, this goat that is sent out to Azazel. So it should be included within the prohibition of slaughtering outside the temple. So Rabba's answer was, Hasamen Yonadikra V'Hachamen Yonadikra. No, it all goes within the context. context of the verse. Hasam, with respect to slaughtering outside the temple, it says El Pesach Omoed, that comes Lerabos, it comes to include the goat that was being sent out to Azazel, that is something that is the law of slaughtered outside the temple, because it's able to be brought into the entrance of the temple. La Hashem, but when it says the word La Hashem is Lahoti, is to say that that excludes something that is typically that you'd be liable for slaughtering outside the temple, but not the goat that's sent out to Azazel. Va'acha, with respect to lacking in time, we say the Isha Lahoti. That the word Isha is coming to exclude, and then the other word is coming to add it on. That means to say also the Sarah Mishtoach. So the Gemara still is unwilling to accept this, because it says, meaning to say that if the verse hadn't had the extra word, we would have thought that Sarah Mishtoach could be sanctified even with its lacking the time, even if it wasn't 7 days old. But it can't be. Va'ein Lashem. The lottery only fixed with something that is completely appropriate to be designated as an offering. So it wouldn't have worked by the goat that was sent out to Azazel. So the Gemara says, Har Amar Rav Yosef, Hamani, this is the position of Hanana Mitzri. The Gemara tries to suggest this is the position of Hanana Mitzri, who says that the goat can be sanctified. If you lost the goat that was supposed to be sent out to Azazel, you can just take another one and do it, even without sanctifying it. Gemara ultimately says it's not the position of Hanana Mitzri. But this figure of Hanana Mitzri is a very interesting figure. He's from Alexandria, and he came and he sat in front of the rabbis. This is the one time that he's quoted in Shas with respect to a specific halacha. So there was a sage from Alexandria who came up and studied in Yavne, and this is the sage called Hanan HaMitzri.